football on off the ball.
You know, care too much about the state of Scottish football. Like, I want to see entertaining stuff, and it was entertaining regardless of the outcome at the weekend. And Celtic happened to win, and I know people, a lot of people who support Celtic, so I was happy to see them happy.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Hello and welcome along to Monday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, the curtain comes down on the Premier League season on a day that sees Spurs stay up and West Ham go down. We look ahead to the Dublin derby between Bows and Rovers at Dalymount. And could Lionel Messi miss the World Cup due to injury? But first today, Tottenham manager Roberto De Zerbi hopes the club will never be in a final day relegation showdown again. Spurs avoided the drop with a 1-0 win at home to Everton, thanks to a first-half goal from João Palhinha in our final live Premier League commentary of the season.
We are Tottenham and we can't suffer like this until the last second of the last game to stay up. My target is to start the pre-season with the team I have in my dream.
After the game, Owen Doyle joined me on the final whistle and said that game typified the Premier League season in general.
Tottenham are safe. Wasn't pretty, but they got the job done.
Yeah, brutal game. Brutal game. First half, no shots on target at all from either side. Neither keeper had anything to do really for the whole game until we'll come back to that. Well, Kinski at the end there from George's shot. But first half, yeah, nothing in it at all. Tottenham did look like a half threat, I'd say, from set pieces. And obviously, it was like, saying this through the commentary, like it has been the season of the set piece. And that's where Palhinha comes up at the back stick. Is a great ball in from Tell towards that back post. And obviously, he just heads it off the post, comes back out to him. It's coming out of him so fast. Looks like it's nearly behind him as he hits it in with his left foot and just kind of goes over the line before Barry's able to clear it. Yeah, and to be fair, they were the better team in the first half. They showed more intent, they had more possession, they had more efforts towards the goal, I should say. But not a pretty game at all. Everton only showed up in the last, when it went to additional time there, they probably had one opportunity. George came in from the left side on his right foot, beats Pedro Porro, comes in, tries to whip into that far corner. Kinski, to be fair to him, had little to do all game, but like, and for him, especially after what he's been through this season, to come up with a big moment like that and keep his side with the lead is important for him and obviously important for Tottenham thereafter. Saving their season, I suppose, and make sure they're in the Premier League next year.
That result also meant, despite West Ham's 3-0 win over Leeds, they were relegated. Hammers boss Nuno Espirito Santo admits relegation is heartbreaking.
We had a tough mission. The boys tried it. Today we show again that things could be different for our future. It didn't happen. But at least we finish with dignity at our home. We played a good game, we win, but it doesn't take away the sadness.
Sunderland manager Régis Labrisse expressed his pride after his side secured a spot in the Europa League next season. The Black Cats beat Chelsea 2-1 at the Stadium of Light, and that win guaranteed a 7th place finish. It capped off a remarkable return to the top flight.
I think proud of the lads, proud of the atmosphere in the stadium, the connection we had once again today to create something special. We had to win, and I think we were really focused on the way we wanted to play this game.
Chelsea finished in 10th and will be without European football next season under Xabi Alonso. And Donny Iriola's Bournemouth drew 1-1 with Nottingham Forest and narrowly missed out on the Champions League. So it'll be Europa League for the Cherries next season under new manager Marco Rosa. It was Iriola's last game in charge after 3 years.
We beat the club points record. We finished 6th. We get the Europa League. Obviously, we were fighting today, no, for the cherry on the cake. But City, Liverpool didn't help us. But still, we are celebrating and we should celebrate.
Brighton were beaten 3-0 by Manchester United at the Amex Stadium, but still managed to hold on to 8th position. And that means they've qualified for the Conference League next season. Bruno Fernandes got his 21st league assist of the season for United, who finished 3rd. Brentford missed out on European qualification on goal difference. Their 1-1 draw away to Liverpool wasn't enough on the day Mo Salah and Andy Robertson waved goodbye to the Anfield faithful. Salah says it was an emotional day.
I cried a lot. I think more than I did in my whole life. But it's very tough to leave a place like this. Also, yesterday I cried a bit in the training ground.
Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola said an emotional goodbye in his last game in front of the City fans. The runners-up lost 2-1 at home to Aston Villa, but were still able to celebrate the Catalans' trophy-laden decade in charge. Guardiola also joined a guard of honour for the departing John Stones and Bernardo Silva.
I don't cry, but when I see Bernardo cry, I cry. So, and I tell, don't cry. But yeah, it happened. I've been a special moment from Bernie. He said to me, I'm so tired, I cannot run. The emotions were so important today with John.
Arsenal got their hands on the Premier League trophy for the first time in 22 years. They already knew they were champions before they won 2-1 away to Crystal Palace. But boss Mikel Arteta says lifting the trophy took the celebrations to another level.
It was magical the other night. And what we've done this afternoon here, it's, I would say, even better, because all the staff are there, everybody's touching it. You see the joy of the players, our supporters, the way they are behaving with the team. And of course, the families are around as well.
The bottom two, Wolves and Burnley, drew 1-1 at Turf Moor. Fulham beat Newcastle 2-0 to finish 11th. Eddie Howe's side ended up in 12th. Fulham boss Marco Silva says there will be clarity on his future at the club in the coming days. His contract is up this summer. He's yet to sign a new deal despite being offered a 3-year option. Silva has been heavily linked with a move to Portugal and Benfica, with Jose Mourinho on his way back to Real Madrid. He says a final decision is yet to be made.
I don't like to play games. And this moment, the decision was, I haven't made my decision. It's going to be next week for sure. Next few days we are going to see it again. And of course, after, we have to announce, because the club has to move on.
The League of Ireland season dips into the second half of the season tonight with a big Dublin derby between Bohemians and Shamrock Rovers at Dalymount Park. Stephen Bradley's been in charge of Rovers for almost 10 years. He's only lost 3 league games in a row on 2 occasions, and one of those runs was last season when the title was pretty much wrapped up. Bows beat Rovers 3-2 at Dalymount Park earlier this season. They were 3-0 up in that game, and another win for Alan Reynolds' side over their rivals tonight would move them level on points with the league leaders. Win by 2 and Bows would go top. Dawson Devoy was in superb form on Friday in their 4-2 win away to Galway. He'll play tonight and on Friday before he joins up with the Ireland squad for the friendly against Canada in Montreal. Rovers pair Ed McGuinty and Adam Brennan are also in the Ireland squad. They won't be involved tonight. They'll join up with Heimir Hallgrímsson's squad today, and the first training session is tomorrow. That means Alex Noonan could start in goal for Rovers. He was Ireland's keeper at the under-17s World Cup last year in Qatar. Kick-off at Dalymount is 8 o'clock. The other game tonight sees Derry City face Shelburne at Celtic Park. Derry drew 0-0 with St Pat's there on Friday. Shells got their first home win of the season on Friday night when they beat Waterford 2-1 thanks to a last-minute goal from Sean Boyd. A win for Derry would move them into fifth, with Shelburne dropping down to sixth. That game kicks off at 8:15. Also one match in the First Division. Leaders Cork City play their game in hand away to Treaty United. It's a rescheduled game. A win for Barry Robson's side would move them 9 points clear of second-placed UCD. And that game also kicks off at 8:15. Bolton can look forward to Championship football for the first time since 2019. They got promoted to the second tier of English football with a 4-1 win over Stockport County in the League One playoff final yesterday. Former Ireland international Cyrus Christie came off the bench for Bolton in the second half. Salford City hope to reach the third tier of English football for the first time this afternoon. They take on Notts County in the League Two playoff final at Wembley. Salford won both matches between the two earlier this season. There's nothing to separate St Mirren and Partick Thistle heading into the second leg of their Scottish Premiership playoff final tonight. It's 1-1 after the first leg. Host St Mirren are trying to keep their place in the top flight. Como have qualified for the Champions League for the first time in the club's history. The Italian side, managed by Cesc Fabregas, were only promoted to Serie A in 2024. They secured fourth place and confirmed their place in the Champions League with a 4-1 win away to Cremonese on Sunday. Como finished ahead of Milan, who lost 2-1 at home to Cagliari, and they also finished ahead of Juventus, who drew 2-2 with rivals Torino. Inter, Napoli, Roma and Como are the teams that will play in the Champions League from Italy next season. Juventus and Milan will play in the Europa League. Atalanta will be in the Conference League. Meanwhile, manager Antonio Conte has announced he'll leave Napoli this summer, 12 months after he won the Serie A title. The former Chelsea and Tottenham boss took charge of Napoli in 2024, and in his first season, he won a fourth top-flight title for the club. This season, Napoli finished second, 11 points behind champions Inter. And Lionel Messi suffered an injury scare ahead of the World Cup. He asked to be taken off during Inter Miami's MLS game against Philadelphia Union. He clutched the back of his left leg before he left the pitch. Coach Guillermo Hoyo says he was really fatigued, but a full medical report hasn't been provided just yet. Argentina haven't named their World Cup squad yet, but Messi is set to make his sixth tournament appearance. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan, and I'll be back with more tomorrow.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.